Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Now, Sabrina Scott is not your normal witch. She's a PhD candidate in science and technology at York University in Toronto, a master's degree in environmental studies, has been reading tarot, practicing witchcraft for 18-plus years, an illustrator, graphic novelist, academic and professional witch, teaching workshops and reading tarot as well. Sabrina, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Looking forward to this. What an interesting life you have.
I do my best.
How did you become a witch or to become interested in witchcraft with your background in science and technology?
Oh, man, it's quite a complicated, long, convoluted story.
You're on for 2 hours. You got a lot of time.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it. But so I grew up in something called modern American spiritualism. I'm not too sure if you know too much about what that is.
A little bit.
Basically, it's talking to dead people. That's kind of the short version. So I went to my first seance when I was 8 years old. And so I saw some stuff in that type of environment that really changed my perception of reality from a really, really young age. Like, I think a lot of people spend, you know, their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s kind of trying to get in touch with their spirituality and see what else is out there. But I was really, really lucky in that I got to have a lot of those experiences when I was really young.
A lot of people, wrongly so, think that witches and witchcraft are evil people turning kids into gingerbread and stuff like that. That's not the case. And I'm sure that's not with you either.
No, definitely not. Though creating gingerbread from nothing sounds like a great skill.
What do your colleagues and peers say? Because, I mean, you're working on a PhD, you've got a degree in environmental studies, and then all of a sudden you're into tarot cards and astrology and witchcraft. I mean, do they know about that part of your life?
Actually, I've been pretty straightforward about everything since I started my master's and then through my PhD, and so everyone just kind of seems to know that this is the weird mix that is everything that I am, and I'm really lucky that a lot of my colleagues seem to be really supportive, and they totally get that witchcraft and magic and spirituality is kind of a technology in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. How do you divide your time, percentage-wise, between the witchcraft and, you know, the real work, to make a living?
You know what? Like, a lot of my income actually does come from reading tarot cards.
Really?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Well, you know, we've got a dear friend of ours. His name's Art Rosengarten. I don't know if you know Art or not, Sabrina, but he's an expert in tarot readings and tarot cards. And that in books, that's his profession. Yeah. And he keeps pretty busy doing that.
That's fantastic. Yeah, and me too, actually, believe it or not. Like, I feel like there are a lot of people who are looking for that exact thing that something like tarot or that kind of spiritual consultation service can provide, that more traditional forms of, let's say, just like psychotherapy or something like that can't quite provide. And so we're seeing this increase in interest, and that's been working out pretty good for me, I have to say.
Your book, Witch Body, is about magic and witchcraft, of course. Did you do the illustrations?
Yeah, I did.
I bet you did.
Everything.
Nice job.
Thank you. Yeah, I drew it. I wrote it. I did the layout. I did pretty much everything with that crazy book.
First book?
Yeah. First full-length book, though. I've been making illustrations and writing for as long as I can remember.
It's very different because instead of a typed-up book, it's like you printed it out, right?
Yeah, so everything is handwritten, and that includes crossing out any spelling mistakes. So I try to keep it pretty real.
And you live in Toronto?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, we've been to Toronto a couple times for some live shows. It's a gorgeous city.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic.
Doing a great
and
job.
Really, really magical place, too.
Are you part of a coven?
I'm actually not, which I realize might be surprising maybe to some listeners, but I tend to practice on my own for the most part in terms of fleshy humans, but spirits and that type of thing is a really big part of my practice, so I can't say that I always completely practice alone.
Do you do spells?
Yeah, I do.
Curses?
Curses. You know what? I can count the amount of those I've done on one hand in about 18 years.
Yeah, I mean, you don't sound like somebody who would be upset with somebody. It would throw a curse at them. I don't feel that coming from you.
Not over nothing. Like, I think one of the really interesting things about something like witchcraft is that you get the ability to regain some kind of sense of agency and power that, you know, other more traditional methods might not afford you. So, you know, when the court system fails you, a lot of people might resort to, let's say, something like magic. And when it comes to curses, I do think there is, a fine line between just cursing someone because they get, you're a bit mad at them. Like, I would never do that. But, you know, if someone, you know, has really crossed a lot of boundaries or to stalk you or, you know, really threatening your family, I'm definitely not above defending myself.
Right.
For sure.
You have to. Would you have to?
Yeah, exactly.
Would you feel bad, though, Sabrina, if you put a curse on somebody and somebody and the person died or something like that?
I would try to, include a no-death clause.
Yeah, please, right?
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
What kind of spells do you cast on people?
I think it really varies. A lot of my spell work tends to be around kind of positive healing stuff for myself. Like, I've been through some hard times. I'm still working through a lot of that with magic. And then, you know, the more mundane stuff too. Like, okay, I want a client boost this month. What type of work connections can I make? You know, practical stuff like that. So to me, magic is, you know, it can be kind of heady and esoteric and very much about connecting with spirits, but it's also really simply about getting stuff done, like attracting new clients, improving your dating life, whatever kind of practical stuff you got going on in your life, too.
When somebody practices spells, is it a little like a Christian would pray to an angel or a god?
That's a great question. I would say it's, for me, it's definitely quite similar. It's got a little bit more tools going on. But the connection with prayer is in the awareness of our intention and then the petition to otherworldly spiritual collaborators to kind of help that become a reality, whether that's spirits or the energy of plants or crystals or if it's, you know, a Christian god. Either way, you're asking for help from something somewhere.
We're with Sabrina Scott. We're talking about astrology, witchcraft, the tarot cards. We'll take calls next hour with her. What do you think Hollywood has done to people's perceptions of witches? I mean, I always think of the Wizard of Oz and the witch with the tall hat or a wart on her nose or something like that. Has Hollywood kind of tainted people's thoughts about witches?
I would say definitely. Yeah, it's there's kind of this polarity where you get the witch is either super, like, ugly and old and all of this, or she's so sexualized to the point that she doesn't even have a personality or an identity anymore. So you kind of get two different sides of that coin, I think, and neither are that helpful.
And then I'm looking at your book, and I'm going, this doesn't look like a Hollywood witch at all.
Good. That's exactly what I was hoping to communicate with it. I really wanted to bring magic a little bit down to earth and just show that it's kind of boring sometimes, you know? It can be just mundane. It doesn't have to be, you know, big flowing cloaks and pointy hats.
Do people come to you for advice or spells or what do clients do when they come to you? What do they want to know?
Oh, man, I really vary. So a lot of my clientele just wants, like, a simple tarot reading over the course of an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, if they really have a lot of stuff to talk about. Sometimes they just want life guidance, coming up to a big decision, have a lot of conflict in their life. Sometimes they really want to hear messages from their deceased loved ones, and sometimes I can help bring that through. And then other times it's people who are having a hard time connecting to their magic for whatever reason. Either they're too open and they're getting too much information, they're too sensitive, they're overwhelmed all the time, either that, or they're having a really hard time connecting and they can't feel anything. So a big part of what I do is try to teach them boundaries either way and try to teach them how to either open up or close themselves down so that their magic can be a little bit more effective.
And you would say, what would your specialty be yourself?
Oh, I think for me, I'm a really, really good card reader, which that's like my main thing. But in terms of teaching magical skills, I'm pretty good with teaching basic energy work stuff. Like that's the bare bones technique type of work. And if you can't do that stuff, then you really are not going to have very successful magic. But one of the things that my clients do tell me when I teach them these practical skills is that they appreciate that I actually tell them why, like the why behind all the techniques. Like a lot of the witchy 101 books just kind of say, do this, do that, follow these instructions, walk around a circle three times and, you know, throw the thing over your shoulder and don't look back. But none of it actually says, okay, why? And so that's really something that I try to teach to anyone who wants to learn from me is some of that reasoning behind it.
When you do the tarot cards, do you select the card for the individual or do they have to be there to pull a card?
I do a lot of Skype and FaceTime sessions. So I've had clients literally all over the world, India, Australia, New Zealand, UK, all over. So I do remote sessions for sure, but I also do in-person sessions.
When we take calls next hour, can you do tarot readings for callers? And if you do, how would you want that to work?
Oh, man. Yeah, we could do that.
So, you know, somebody would call, maybe ask you a question or something, and then you would pull a card or something? How do you want to do that?
Yeah, we could definitely do that.
Okay.
It would have to be a really small amount of cards, unfortunately, as my readings usually are quite long-winded.
Get them ready. You'll have a commercial
break.
Yeah,
totally. We could totally do that.
Now, since you've been doing witchcraft, you've also dealt with spirit worlds, haven't you?
Mm. Yeah.
What are they communicating with you, or are you just finding them? I mean, like, you know, somebody's mother died. Is the mother trying to get a hold of you to get to their, you know, daughter or son, or are you finding them?
That's a really good question. To be honest, I try to keep pretty good energetic boundaries around myself, so I don't tend to go looking in other people's business. Unless they pay me to.
Right.
I've got like other stuff to do, you know, how to cook dinner, go get groceries, all that.
You're working on a PhD for crying out loud.
Exactly. Yeah. But I find that some people's dead people are more chatty than others. And so it's usually the spirits that will come out and be super, super chatty during a reading. And sometimes they don't come out at all. And so that's just their own spirits. Issues. Some of them just don't really feel like being that talkative, and I try to respect that too.
Have you ever been at a point where you just wanted to be left alone, but these spirits just won't leave you alone?
Yeah, that was definitely a bigger problem when I was much younger and a little bit less skilled at my energetic boundaries, and so that's not so much a problem for me anymore. But when I was learning, that definitely was something that I had to figure out how to handle and get those spirits out of my vicinity.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
What would you say, Sabrina, for what you've been doing is the most satisfying aspect of your work?
Oh, man. It is always really nice to have a good card reading with someone to create the space where they can just kind of open up and have whatever type of moment it is that they need to have. But I also, it's been really crazy releasing the book because I pretty much made it for myself. And if anyone else liked it, it was kind of a nice bonus. But it's really traveled far, and the reactions I've gotten from people have just completely blown me away. And, like, there's something really life-affirming and humbling about that that really, really touches me. It makes me excited to continue what I'm doing.
Was this published by the Samuel Weiser books?
Yeah.
They're so good people.
They're great. The first edition I actually self-published and really hustled it super, super hard, and then they approached me to acquire it, and so I've been reading their books since I was 10, so I was super, super honored and happy to have them take it on.
How long did it take you to do all these illustrations? Because they're almost on every page. They are on every page.
Yeah, a long time. I think I was working on them for about, 4 or 5 months, but working 12 to 16-hour days, pretty much 7-day weeks. Like, I'm really intense when I have a project on, and so I really try to immerse myself in what I'm doing. And so that was my full-on life for that time.
You've got some wolves eating a rabbit in here.
Got to keep it real, right? Life isn't just all rainbows.
No, it's not. It's not. I would guess, I mean, even for you, as a practicing witch, and you're more upbeat than most, do you have some bad days?
Oh my God, of course. Yeah, definitely. It would be weird if I didn't, I think.
How do you get through that?
Oh man, asking the tough questions.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes I will pull some cards for myself, do some journaling about that. I do always have a tarot card of the month for myself, literally every month out of the year. At the beginning of each year, I always pull a card for a few different big areas of my life as well as the year overall. And so whatever struggles I'm going through, I always try to ground myself in whatever the lessons those cards show me that I have to kind of handle and just kind of come back to that as an anchor and tell myself that it's all related, like it's just a small thing, it'll pass, even if it's crazy. I really do believe that some of the most amazing in-alignment moments can happen after big periods of loss and struggle, and often we just kind of need a refresh and a few deaths to happen, whether that's literally or figuratively, in order to move on to the life that serves us a little bit better. So I try to remind myself of that.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.